we're talking about accents today. According to a report, a study says blokes with Ant and Dec accents, Geordie accents, who use short words are almost guaranteed to pull on a night out. Mm-hmm. So the Geordie accent amongst the fellas is very attractive to the opposite sex. Okay, so we thought that's quite good. Let's see if we can get people on the phone this morning with various accents, and then we'll decide whether or not you're sexy.
Yeah.
Just from your accent. So anybody without a Scottish accent, you know, we don't want to hear from you if you're any part of Scotland. We're talking, you know, anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, exotic accents.
That's right. Ew. Fourth one, hello.
Hello.
Hi, now, have you got an accent?
G'day, mate. I certainly do. I've got a dingo accent.
Yay! See, whenever I hear the Australian accent, I think of dingo, and therefore it is completely not sexy.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Australian accent sexy or not?
They're not bad.
I don't even think the female Australian accent's sexy at all either.
Yeah, no, we don't think you're sexy,
no,
bye.
No,
line two, hello.
Hello, Boogie. You once described me as the Welsh person who ever had.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because Welsh and Geordie sound quite similar until you get into it a bit.
Oh, no, we've lost him.
He's hung up. No, we thought he was quite sexy too, never mind. Fourth one, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, no, I'm trying to identify the accent. Where are you from?
No, this is South Africa.
Not really. You're almost there.
Right, Zimbabwe?
You're spot on.
Yeah!
Get him. Well, I'm liking the sound of this accent. I don't know if it's doing it for you, but it is for me.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
Okay, my name's Tabitha.
Tabitha. Her name's not Tabitha.
No, it's not.
At all. And you're originally from Zimbabwe. Where do you live now?
I'm in Scotland.
Okay, narrowing it down a bit.
Okay, and you're in Edinburgh. Well, Zimbabwe, is that sexy, Arlene? On a guy?
I think it's sexy on Tabitha. I'm not so sure on a guy.
Yeah. Tabitha, you can come on our phones whenever you like.
Oh, thank you for that, Boogie. And it's a pleasure listening to Fourth One every morning.
Oh, you can phone in every day, Tabitha. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Fourth One, hello.
Hi, you wanted to hear from people that don't have a Scottish accent.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Coventry.
That's in the Midlands. It's not quite as strong as Birmingham.
No, it isn't. And please don't say I have a Brummie accent or I'll kill you.
I will kill you. Very politely, but I will kill you. Do you know, Sam Jackson, who works here, she is also from Coventry.
And is she?
Yeah, but she does this thing when there's a word that ends in G, she really pronounces the G. So, for example, I'm looking for a new, you know, something.
Yeah.
Looking.
That was a terrible example, wasn't it?
It but was, actually.
She says G. Listen, we love your accent. Thanks for phoning. And you are sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Fourth one, hello.
Hello.
Okay, what's your name?
Carmine.
Carmine.
Carmine. Yes. Okay, right. Where are you from, Carmine?
Originally from Italy.
This is the world's fakest Italian accent.
Come on then, let me hear your stuff.
Hey, you ask me anything, I will answer you.
Okay, ask him anything. What's your favourite flavour of ice cream, Carmine?
Vanilla.
Vanilla. If Arlene was coming round to your house for an Italian meal, what would you cook up for her?
I will make spaghetti bolognese.
Get off the phone.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.